Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me for this edition of The Word Works. I'm excited to get into the Word today, so let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your compassion for us. We thank you, sir, that your Word is truth, and we can walk in the truth, and the truth sets us free. We thank you for that, Father. Thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about choices in the walk of faith. And our two scriptures we started off with were Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. And we'll read that from the easy-to-read version. Today, I'm giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. You can choose life or death. I'm going to stop right here and say, I pray that you and I have been choosing life. You've probably had plenty of opportunities to choose death, but we're going to choose life in any situation. Amen? The first choice will bring a blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. So choose life, then you and your children will live. And then we said we've got to make those choices based on what's in our spirit man, in the Word. The Word. Now, there are definite choices that we make based on education and knowledge and experience, but let's make life and death choices based on the Word. And so we need to choose from our spirit. Amen? So we said there are five choices that God was ministering to me about in my personal faith walk. Number one, choose humility over humiliation. Number two, choose to stand on His Word no matter what happens or how long it takes. That's a powerful one right there. Number three, choose to look on no one after the flesh. See them with the eye of faith. Amen. And then number four, let's get to that today. Choose to pray and praise. But before I can get to number four, I just found something in my notes. I got to go back one more time to this not look on each other after the flesh. If we look on someone after the flesh, we can easily get into sense, knowledge, reasoning. Are you listening to me? We can reason it out in the senses. And we've got to train our senses to discern both good and evil, the Word says. In other words, to make the choice. We train our senses. Oh, this is interesting. Where are we going with this, God? Okay, we judge this, but we're training our senses to understand, to know, and discern both good and evil, blessing and cursing. So we're going to choose life. And let's train our senses to choose life. Amen. We can renew our minds. Why can't we train our senses? The Word says we can. That's another topic for another time. All right. But not look on each other after the flesh, because we get into sense, knowledge, reasoning. We begin to reason after the senses as opposed to the Word. I believe it's the New American Standard says something like this. From now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. That's a powerful statement. How many believers really do that? How many of us do that? That we recognize we don't see each other after the flesh. We see us after the spirit of man. See, it's one thing to offer pity to someone, but it's another thing to offer compassion. Jesus had compassion on people and he healed them. Praise God. He just saw where they were. He got down where they were and picked them up. Pity stays there and has a party with them. Well, I don't want to do that. And I don't want you to do that to me either. Praise God. We're going to have compassion and speak the Word. All right, back to number four. We are going to get into number four today. Choose to pray and praise. You know, Jesus wants us to pray. He wants us to praise. And it's interesting. I remember Joanne had this little hand motions and phrase that said this, prayer and praise stop the devil. Prayer, we'd lift our hands up. And fold them like we were praying. This is for children's church. So prayer, we'd hold our hands up and fold them like we're praying. And praise, we'd throw our hands up in the air. Stop, we'd take both hands and push them straight out in front of us like we're stopped. And then the devil, we'd make little horns on the sides of our head. Prayer and praise stop the devil. Prayer and praise stop the devil. Say that with me. Prayer and praise stop the devil. Say it again. Prayer and praise stop the devil. Praise God. You'll never forget it. Amen. So let's look at prayer and praise that stop the devil. But let's primarily look at prayer. Okay? We'll move into some other things on praise, you know, at another point in time. But the Lord this year, in 2019, the Lord has really been ministering to Joanne and me about prayer. And I want to just share something with you, a couple of scriptures that will be a blessing to you, I believe. All right. Jude 1, chapter 1. It's only got one chapter. Jude 20 and 21. Jude chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy, we could say compassion, of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. This is a powerful scripture, a very powerful scripture. Now, someone says, well, what is praying in the Holy Ghost? Well, we could say it's praying in the Spirit. And the primary way, well, first of all, I want to be led by the Spirit when I pray. And we really haven't addressed this topic very much on these podcasts. But I want you to open yourself up to this. I was very afraid of praying in the Spirit many, many years ago. And I didn't understand it. And you see, because the natural man and natural mind doesn't understand praying in tongues or praying in the Spirit, it can try to get it into sense, knowledge, reasoning. Why? Because we're doing what choice number three was, choose to look on no one after the flesh. I was in a couple of services, church services years ago, where people were doing this, and it scared me so bad. I said, you know, I was looking at the people after and judging them, saying, well, that's weird. That's of the devil. Well, it's not of the devil, because in my old life, I went into bars, and I never heard anybody speaking in tongues. All right, that's a whole other topic, isn't it? But look at the key here. What we want to look at. But you, beloved, talking about you as believers, building up yourself. This is charging up yourself like a battery, edifying yourself on your most holy faith. This is the way you charge up yourself on your faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So when I pray in the Holy Ghost, I can build myself up and charge myself up on my faith. And the next part, verse 21, says, keep yourselves in the love of God. I'm choosing in the midst of the choice of in the walk of faith that I'm making is to pray and to praise God in the Spirit and in the natural, in the with the understanding. And I'm keeping myself in the love of God. Well, faith works by love. And when I'm tempted by the enemy in the midst of a challenge to move out of faith, I've got to choose life. And I choose life and blessing by keeping myself in the love of God. I choose life and blessing by building myself up on my most holy faith, looking unto the compassion of our Lord Jesus unto eternal life, not only for salvation, but salvation includes deliverance, healing, soundness of mind, wholeness of mind, and of course, salvation, eternal life, to live forever in heaven. But eternal life is a substance, not just a form or term of life. Yeah, it definitely includes that, but it's the word zoe in the Greek, an absolute life, an eternal life that's transmittable, and it was through Jesus. Well, I'm getting so far ahead of myself. I mean, we're talking about healing now already and anointing. Well, praise God. But somebody says, well, I don't have tongues. Well, that's cool. That's fine. God loves us. Praise God. But you can. It's a gift. And I've heard people say, well, tongues is just a gift I don't have. Well, it's been given to you. It's up to you to open it. Open the gift and enjoy it. So let's move on. We'll talk about, well, I think we'll get into the baptism of the Holy Spirit and talk about that for some of our listeners who may be a little unlearned in that. Maybe you haven't been exposed to it. That's okay. I encourage you to read some information on it. Find some things on it. Read the Bible. See what it says about it. But Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. And let me say this, you don't have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues to go to heaven. Let's get that straight now. That's been a boy, what a, you know, people who taught that. That was out in left field. All right, but let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us and through us, which with groanings which cannot be uttered. One translation says, inarticulate speech. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. If you're believing God for someone, but you don't know how to pray for them in whatever area they're dealing with, pray for them in the Spirit. Interceding in the Spirit is so important. You're allowing Holy Spirit to pray through you and he will help our infirmities, our weakness when we don't know how to pray. He'll pray through us. Praise God. What a valuable tool, a valuable gift. And I like what one Bible teacher said, something like this. The Spirit works with us to help untangle chains of bondage so that the perfect will of God can be worked out in the lives of these people we're praying for. The Spirit works with us to help untangle chains of bondage that they're in to help the perfect will of God become evident, we could say, in their life. Well, praise God. We're going to stop there, but let me just say this before we close. Choose to pray and praise. In the midst of that, you standing on in faith for yourself or for someone else, continue to pray and talk to God. Don't tell him the problem. If you've already told him the problem, he's heard it. He doesn't mind you doing that, but he wants to hear the answer. Hold that mirror of the word up to him, as it says over in the book of James, and begin to praise God, thanking him for the answer. Amen? And build yourself up on your faith by praying in the Holy Spirit and keep yourself in the love of God so your faith can work. This is choosing to pray and praise. Now it stops the devil, and then pray in the Spirit for other people. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, The Word Works.